Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Rats off a ship. Game 6.
Rats off a ship.
All right. Put on your swimmies, ladies and gents, and your snorkel masks. Time for Rats Off a Ship, J-Fig.
Rats Off a Ship.
By the way, no chance I'm picking J-Fig.
No what?
No chance.
No chance what?
J-Fig said, pick three people you want to golf with. She said, oh, he definitely picked J-Lo.
Oh.
No.
You know you would.
What do you got today, J-Fig, for Rats Off a Ship?
All right, number one, Tyler Van Dyke saying he prefers road games to home games because of the atmosphere.
I'm rats off a ship on this.
Rats off a ship.
Because I think Tyler Van Dyke has not exactly earned the right for me to hear him slander the Canes home field advantage. It's like, it's an argument as old as time. I know the Canes, when it comes to, you know, this weekend, Middle Tennessee State, that atmosphere is going to suck. It is. And this is part of the argument of why everybody wants their own stadium and all that type of stuff. I think it's nonsense. Like, this city is going to be what it is when it comes to the Miami Hurricanes. When they're great and elite again, everybody will be on the bandwagon. And when they're not, they'll be flipping about it. But, you know, him wanting to go to road games. All right, dude. Well, guess what? You were just at a road game and you didn't do so hot. So, maybe, this is just me, you know, I'm just rattling my brain here a bit, but, you know, maybe you're not so great on these road atmospheres, and you should just take advantage of whatever the hell's going on at Hard Rock Stadium. But I was rats off a ship when I heard it. I was surprised that he said it. You know, I think that's kind of one of those things where, like, that's a flaw of a loved one that you just kind of have to live with and keep to yourself.
I'm definitely rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
You're on the road, and what you said you prefer, you sucked at. So let's not go there. Second of all, to anybody who complains about a University of Miami football game, you play football in one of the best facilities in the country. And so the fact that it's not on campus, I'm tired of Miami making reasons why they can't go, why they won't go, why it's too inconvenient to go. Because I tell you what, when Notre Dame came into town.
Oh. But he hasn't been there for that.
Florida State comes into town.
Great.
Right, exactly. So stop. You could go to the game. Stop looking for excuses as to why you don't go. Okay, it's fine. Sure, you would like to have the stadium on campus. But you know what that means? You're just going to bring the empty stadium closer. That's it. It's still going to be the same amount of people from Middle Tennessee State and Bethune-Cookman. It's going to be the same scarce crowd anyway. That's just Florida.
Definitely.
So why not play in a great facility?
Definitely at the start of the year with this home schedule. I'm like, when does the real college football start for this home schedule? Bethune, Southern Miss, and Middle Tennessee. Get fired up if you're a season ticket holder.
I'm trying to think. The softest school we ever played in my 4 years, Long Beach State.
What's number two?
I think they're the dirtbags.
What about you, J-Fig? What do you think about Tyler Van Dyke, TVD, saying he prefers
rats off a ship?
Rats off a ship. All right.
Rats off a ship.
You know what? It's not what Tyler said. It's who said it. Don't say that if you're the Canes quarterback. Keep it to yourself, dude. All
right?
If she's got an ugly mole on her face, keep it to yourself. You got a friend who's got an annoying habit? Keep it to yourself. You're too far in now, dude. Marcos?
You guys want to know TVD's record on the road?
I would like to know.
2-3.
Well, that's not great, Bob.
That's not great, dude.
Not great.
Yeah, I'm rats off of shit.
Rats off of shit.
You know, I prefer touchdowns, dude. Okay? You're touch Von down, not first Von down.
Yeah.
Number two, J-Fig.
Are you waiting for a point with that one?
That was pretty good.
No, I don't expect a point. I don't need one for that one. But, I mean, if you guys are willing, you know.
Okay. He's fishing for points now.
I mean, you know.
Point for Tobin.
Number two, J-Fig.
Justin Fields saying Bears fans don't care as much as the players because they put in the work.
This is another one I'm rats off a ship on. Like, look, these are things that as a quarterback or a representative of a team, you just need to shut up. And, like, you don't have to say every little thing that comes into your mind here. Like, what do you say to Bears fans about this struggle? We're gonna you know, turn it up. We're gonna turn, you know, we're gonna get back to work, and we're gonna make them proud. You don't say to them, "We care more than you because we put in the work." What a stupid answer! Why would you say that?
Here's the other problem. There has been, when you think of fans, and you think of players. Yo, Justin Fields, you just got there, bruh.
Right.
There's people that have been fans their whole life. So. That's a hard argument when people have, you know, when people say, I laugh when people say, oh, I've had season tickets since 72, right? But if that's accurate, which it never is, if that's accurate, then guess what? You don't have more invested in the team than you, because you playing on the team has never cost you money.
True.
These people buy season tickets. Now, it doesn't give them a license to do whatever they want, but from that standpoint, I'm never going to say I'm more invested in a fan. My investment is more selfish because the better I perform, the more I get paid, but I'm not as invested as a person who would get up at 7 a.m. to cook food, to go and sit outside their car 3 hours before a football game and get liquored up. That's a hell of an investment. That's a commitment right there to do it every week for years and years and years. So, yeah, do I think sometimes fans get a little carried away? Absolutely. But it's not because I don't think they're not committed to it.
Guy says, TVD, take a seat. Jake Garcia is the answer.
Uh-oh.
That's not a great
Wouldn't
listen.
Wouldn't that be something? Mm. Hey, listen. The only guy that can say this, and I'm going to ask you right now. Rats off a ship on Tyler?
No, I'm not. Because I know he's dealing with, I know that the skill position guys here suck.
Nobody gets steady skills, dude.
He's a college kid. Now he's like getting paid now, you know, whatever the hell. Is he sponsored by the Levitard Show?
He is. He does have a sponsorship with them.
Robbie's saying TVD is being Herberted by Cristobal.
What does that even mean?
What the hell does that even mean?
A lot of people feel like, you know, Cristobal didn't let Herbert cook, you know?
Well, cooked well enough.
That Cristobal's a little conservative, you know? Likes to play close to the vest.
Oh, he wants to win the game up front?
Yeah. He loves turn. Hey.
That's not nothing new.
What about you, J-Fig? Justin Fields saying that the fans don't care as much as he does. What, rats off a ship on that?
Rats off a ship. Why would he do that?
Dumb thing to say. It's a stupid thing to say. Marcos?
And what he said is worse than what Tyler Van Dyke said.
Oh, yeah.
My relationship...
Bears fans, too. Bears fans.
Bears fans of all.
Yeah. The Bears.
Not Bears. Marcos?
My relationship with the Dolphins supersedes a lot of the relationships I have with people. Therefore, we'll rats off a ship on this one.
Rats off a ship.
What's number three, J-Fig?
Chris Collinsworth saying the slide is dead because Al Michaels is gone.
I'm rats off a ship on this with Chris Collinsworth. Like, you're telling me you and Tirico can't practice doing the slide in for the broadcast? Why can't Tirico do this? He's a pro's pro. So he's just saying, like, you don't know about, dude, you don't know about the Collinsworth slide?
When
on Sunday Night Football. You guys have you guys don't know about the Collinsworth slide. You serious?
No.
You never noticed that when
enough about the broadcast.
And it's like Al Michaels, welcome to Sunday Night Football, and the Bears are taking on the Packers.
Yeah.
And then like Chris Collinsworth comes in and it just slides on over to Al, and they do the broadcast. Yeah. It's the iconic Chris Collinsworth slide. He hasn't done it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm seeing. I didn't realize this was such a big thing. There's a compilation. There's a minute and a half compilation.
Baby.
This is just 2021.
Yeah, I'm rats off a ship. I want him to bring the slide back. I miss it.
Rats off a ship.
Yeah.
Part of the charm of Sunday Night Football. But right. Apparently you guys don't even know about it, so I can't imagine your rats give a rat's ass.
I'm going to say this as nice as I can. You're an idiot.
Wow.
What?
He's hungry. He's hungry. All right, he's hungry.
Why am I an idiot?
Damn slide.
Dude, yeah.
Slide.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Oh, who cares?
Huh. Well, all right. Well, I guess we'll move on to the number four, J-Fig, and then we're wasting Leroy's time.
How many gums have you gone through?
Yeah, for sure. Is this the same one?
Right. No.
Really? Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And is that like nicotine gum? Because you seem on edge.
What's going on?
No.
He just wants a sandwich. That's
it's
all he wants.
Oh, you know that gum in the little box?
What?
The little square gums.
You know what? We'll finish off Rats Off a Ship later.
It was delicious for like 2 seconds.
We'll take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.